Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Joshua Rogers on the line with me. Joshua, say hello to the people and let us know what's going on with you.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you guys? How are you? Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So let's talk about this smash hit you got going on, which I'm letting you know right now. We all need to be singing this. Still gonna trust, because what's going on right now, we have nothing else other to do than to just trust God in these matters. So tell me how you that song inspired you to come up with.
Life happened. 2020 kind of came in like a wrecking ball, and I can't speak for anyone else, but I know for me, it just kind of turned things, you know, upside down. But in all of that, God kept me, and the way He kept me is still something forever amazing and forever will be. 2020 was the year that I worked the absolute least traveling and singing in ministry, and I had no worries about my bills. I had no worries about food. I mean, the favor and the blessings that God bestowed upon me. And so I was having this conversation. I was testifying about this to the producer, Lucius Huston. And we were just talking about the direction of the album that I wanted to go into. And he was like, you know, dude, we got to get a ballot for you, man. And so he was like, I'm going to go work on some stuff and I'm going to come back to you. He brought this song to me. And when you look at the lyrics of this song, this is so relative, but yet so piercing to the heart of every person that genuinely takes a listen to it. You know, because as the old folks would say, well, I come from down in South Carolina, if the words of this song does not resonate with you, then you just keep on living. You know, because when you think about the experiences that, you know, you've gone through, the trials, the situations where, you know, people that you thought were going to be there were not there, or, you know, things that you counted on didn't go right, or you jacked the situation up, you know, just so many different things. You got sick, you know, you lost a spouse, a loved one.
Right.
COVID happened, you know, people lost jobs. I was out in California, and I'm looking, and I'm like, these are new homeless people. Like, you know, you go to certain cities, and you can, you know, there's always like in Atlanta, you know, there's that place out there by Grady Hospital under the bridge. That, you know, homeless people are there or whatever. But then when COVID, when 2020 happened, it's like, you know, no, these are people who they were really, you know, this just like happened out of nowhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's a complete and total culture shock. This wasn't a year or a year. This happened like a week ago. You know what I'm saying?
And
so you're seeing stuff like that. It's even more heartbreaking because it's like, oh God, like it's not getting better. It's you know, it's getting worse for a lot of people. And so what do you do? What do you say to people in a situation like this, in moments of crisis like this? Even right now, today, with the situation in the Ukraine, what do you say to people in these moments of distress? And the only thing that we can go to is the Bible. You know,
yes,
we look
sir.
To the hills for what's coming for our help. You know, he has been a keeper and an advocate for us in the past.
Right.
I used to say it all the time, jokingly, but it's actually such a serious statement. We had on the dollar bill, in God we trust. But it's like that's not the direction that we have been going in for the past few years.
Right.
You know, and it's my personal belief that we need to shift back to that direction.
Come on.
You know, the Bible says, this my people whom are called by my name would turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, you know, humble themselves, then will I heal the land. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, the manifestation of that scripture needs to be happening right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we need desperately for God to heal our land. So in that, we, you know, me, Lucius, the team, Percy, Baby, we just really wanted to uplift our people out there and give them a ray of hope. And we took the words of this song that was simply our testimony out of 2020. You know, that was my story, but Lucius has his own story.
Right.
Percy has his own story of how 2020 affected us. And so the lyrics of this song was a culmination of our testimonies and the hope and the belief and the manifestation of what God did for us.
My God.
My God.
Yeah, my God. So, wait, both of us over here, my God. That's what a good testimony will do for you. Just be like, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's simply what it is.
Now, I love the other titles of your songs prior to this, So Good, I Got Joy. So a lot of your titles, your expressions are of gratitude. Is there a root to that issue? You have such a strong faith in God?
Because I'm a person that completely understands that a lot of the circumstances and situations I have found myself in. Mm-hmm. Number one, it wasn't nobody else's fault, but sometimes it was mine.
Right.
You know, yes, there were circumstances and situations where, you know, I had no control over what happened. But then there were some where I had a choice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you have to understand and realize and understand that the fact that we serve such a gracious God, that when we look at the Bible, you know, in Bible days, you could be cut off the minute.
Come
at the thought of. Mm-hmm. He could have took you out of here. You know what I'm saying? But we live in a time today where he has given us so much grace.
Right.
That you can think about it. You can contemplate it.
Do it.
You can actually go through with it.
Right.
And then feel sorry afterwards.
Yeah.
And he's still yet pouring out grace. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to take for granted. And me, I don't take it for granted at all. You know, I thank God every day, you know, for another chance, another moment, another breath, because it doesn't have to be this way. You know, I'm extremely grateful for the chance to be able to express the testimony that God has given me, the ministry that God has placed in me. I don't take that for granted at all. So that is definitely deeply where it's rooted from.
Man, that's what's up. And, you know, and we can repent. And the difference between saved folks and those who are trusting the Lord is that we do get convicted and we do have the opportunity to humble ourselves. And I love the scripture that says if the saved are going through, then how much more are those who don't know him going through? And like you said, for a time like this, and, you know, life does happen. So how do you remind people to really trust God? You know, the song is good, but outside of that, in your ministry, what else would you say to someone? You know, they like, oh, you want me to trust God? How am I supposed to trust God? You know how people are. You know, what would you say to them?
I would simply give them my testimony.
All right.
I would tell them, I'm not telling you anything that I haven't been through. I'm not telling you anything that I haven't experienced. You know, the Bible even says, how can you confess of being a healer if you've never been sick?
Right.
How can you confess of him being a provider if you've never needed provision, if you've never been without or lack? So with that being the case, when I tell you, when this stuff happened in 2020 and COVID came through here, like the Holy Ghost should have been sweeping through, you know, some places like, that thing shook. It shook the world and it shook the industry.
Right. Because, yeah, absolutely.
You know, me as a traveling singer, you know, that's bill money.
Right. Hey, that's right.
That's,
yeah.
That's life.
That's right.
That's gas. You know, that's you know, so many things. And I'm looking at it all come to a rushing halt.
Right.
You know, and even now in the climate that we're in now, you know, people are still scared. COVID is still running rampant. People are in denial. Trying to act like it stopped,
right.
But it yet still is. And so, you know, dealing with all of those things, for God to still grace us with the opportunity to still be a gather amongst one another and minister and share, you know, that it's just a true blessing that I greatly appreciate. And so I would tell anyone, you know, understand that if he did it for me,
come on now.
I'm telling you, he'll do it for you, you know. So I'm not blowing smoke at you, you know. I'm telling you what I know.
Come on
okay,
now.
Just say, it's, like Beverly Crawford said, I'm telling you. if you take the time to trust him, okay. If you take the time to trust him, to take your hands off of it.
Come
and
on,
say, God, I'm putting it in your hands.
Yes,
and I'm leaving it there. The fact that you have someone that you can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of people in the world now who've lost parents.
Right.
From, you know, since 2020. So, you know, this is a guy that you can go to now that you don't even have your parents, you know, and you can lay your issues down at his feet.
Jesus.
And say, God is yours. And he's already working on it. And that's the greatest. Thank you, Lord. That's the greatest thing about it. Before you've laid it down at your feet, he's probably already working on it.
Right. That's right. That's right.
He's already pulling strings and fixing things on your behalf before you even, you know, realize that, okay, God, I got to completely lay this at your feet, you know. And that was the thing with me. Sometimes God has to make us come to him.
Right.
And it's not the, you know, greatest or most comfortable situation. You don't really want that to be the case. But sometimes that's what God has to do with us. He has to remove every other choice and distraction. So the only thing you can rely on is him. And I think 2020, God did that for the whole world.
Amen. And we thank God for all this digital and social media outlets to continue to push out the music and do the videos and let people know that there's still hope. We serve a lively hope. So tell me.
Living God.
Amen. Tell me about your motivation for writing songs.
My life experiences.
Okay.
You know, before I came to Sunday Best and, you know, started traveling, I was a very, I still am very private and very shy person, but I did not really understand the value in the scripture, we overcome by our testimony.
Right.
You know, when things happen to me, you know, like, it's me, it's my business, and me, myself, and I have to keep it that way. You know, but you have to understand that somebody's waiting on your testimony. Somebody really needs to hear what you've been through, what you came through, what you conquered and triumphed. So after God taught me that lesson, you know, that really became the fire behind my writing. When I do write, that's what it is. Lessons that God has taught me, experiences that I've conquered, been through, or am currently going through, influx of my emotions at the moment, you know?
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Man, you sound like a preacher. You preach?
Nah.
I think I'm not trying to be prophetic or nothing, but you sound like you got a little preach in you there. Now, don't come at me when God tap you on the shoulder and you be like, that daggone Nigeria, I swear. I swear.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest. I'm running.
Okay, see, I knew it. I knew you was trying to keep that from me. I knew I can hear these things. There's an anointing on my life for this. I tell people, it's not me, it is the Holy Ghost. And so every now and then, he let me know what's the real deal going on. I'm like, wait a minute.
You dialed in on it, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute now. I think I hear a little something there. Well, you know. He'll get you.
Oh, right, okay.
He'll eventually get you, bro.
I'm coming.
Well, take your time. People need to hear it, because you're talking about testimonies and you're talking about deliverance and you're talking about being uprooted, saved, Holy Ghost filled. You're talking about overcoming by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. You know, you have a message, and if it's through your music at this time, thank you. We appreciate it. But if there's another call for you to go to the masses, don't be afraid. It's going to be all right. Maybe, you know those preachers who think they can sing? Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. You know?
Get me out of here.
At least you can sing, okay? So at least we will enjoy the service. All right, Joshua, listen. Tell the people how they can connect with you and get... Listen, we are full of righteousness and truth now. What Paul said, you mad at me because I tell the truth? Listen, it is what it is.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, you know, you can stay connected with me on Facebook Instagram, Twitter, all of those. I am on TikTok as well, but again, keep me before the phone. All of those are at The Joshua Rogers. So follow me there. I would love to connect with you. Follow me back. I do have a YouTube channel as well in which you can check out videos of me. That is The Joshua Rogers Official. Then you can also check out my website, in which you can get merch, the portal for you to connect to all of those media outlets as well. You can get bags, hats, hoodies. You can get download the music from there, all of it. That is IamJoshuaRogers.com. So check it out, and I can't wait to connect with you.
That's all right. And thank you for being a key player. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to prosper in your endeavors of your music career, or, you know, that day you become a pastor, definitely you got my number. Give me a call. You know,
oh my God, I'm going to pinch you with it.
I know, you know what, we cousins now, so give me a call and we'll have a part two to this. You guys support Joshua Rogers. He's amazing. His music is amazing. And gospel artists need to be supported just as much as any other artist. So thank you, Joshua, for coming through. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.